I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Gary Wilson. Gary, brilliant performance from your side, particularly in that second half. 10 points in the first half, but brilliant 2-12 in the second half. You must be happy with how the game went.
Okay, overall delighted, you know, Brendan, just to get the result more than anything. You know, yourself, if you get 2 points with a bad performance or 2 points with a good performance, still 2 points, you know, in the grand scheme of the whole, the structure that it is. But look, overall, yeah, we're happy with the performance. I think in the first two games we would have been kind of kicking ourselves a wee bit. Probably the game's in the bag, and a wee bit of composure, a wee bit of game management, as they say. We could have probably had, you know, 4 points on the board coming down here versus three, you know. So we'd focused it heavily on that, you know, and I think we have to be very aware too of the players that we're asking to manage the game for us. You know, Oisin's kind of trapped inside, and so is Martin. Like, so you're putting a lot of onus on the likes of Sean Martin and Connor and Finn. A lot of the men aren't even over 20 yet, so you're sort of, I suppose, tasking young men with, I suppose, big really leadership roles. And I think tonight they really showed their capacity that they can go and do this, you know. And that's what's really important in the senior championship, is recognising moments where we've got to go for the jugular here, and recognise moments, you know, when you take a sting out of this game and manage this for a period of time, you know, maybe the other team's on top or whatever. So I think overall, performance-wise, you know, we've been very, very pleased.
Yeah, a couple of big leads in those two games previous. You came here tonight, you know, I was just looking after 12 minutes, it was 5 each, you know, and the game was to and fro, and small bit of a lead at half time, 10-6, and you thought maybe the home team would come after you. But I thought in that second half, Gary, your defensive shape, you always had spare men, you always had at least two sweepers, maybe three at times, to nullify their attack. Your tackling was bang on, and when you got the ball in, you drove forward at pace, and it seemed like you had runners coming from all over. So a huge work in the background in terms of shape, your tactical setup, but then that real energy of players breaking off. And you say Oisin was a jewel in the crown, but you had players coming from all over the pitch.
Yeah, and look, we're blessed in the club, and it's a real blessing for the club. Like, you know, I see Luke Gavigan down there, captain of the county under 20 team. Sean's captain of the county under 20. Connor's been in there. Finn's been in the minors. Oisin, you know, and we should have probably one or two other fellas in there that have been representing on teams, and for one reason or another, just maybe haven't gotten there. So we do have players that can hurt you from all angles, and we have a lovely sprinkling of youth. You know, and with that, as you know, Bren, it's full of legs. It's not like us. We're a bit slower.
But crocked,
you know. But we have put a huge emphasis on the coaching, and you're always trying to find that balance of, you know, the technical side and the tactical side. So we have put a huge emphasis on our defensive shape, because, you know, I know it's a cliche, but defence wins championships, you know, and forwards kind of win games. But we have put it placed a huge emphasis, and we have tried to tap onto things that we know are our strengths. And we've tried to lean into things that Oisin can help us with, you know, and he's a really, really great ambassador in terms of for us as a club. He comes back and he's nearly like a second coach, you know, and he's demanding of them, and he's, you know, like you would say, we had good shape tonight. He could be down there saying we had poor shape, you know, because he's just holding them to a higher standard, and that's what we want as a club, and that's the only way we're going to, I suppose, get on top, you know, to succeed and lift silverware. So, yeah, look, we'd have been pleased with our defensive shape. We've been pleased in transition. Still some things we could have tidied up, you know, but it's your luck. It's first football, yeah.
Just and last question to you. Speaking of silverware, there's only one game in town now. It's the Championship, and I know it's always one game at a time, Gary, but just looking at you this evening and looking at everybody else I've seen there, there's no reason for this Sean McCool's team to fear anybody. I know you're in there 3 years now. You're a coach the last 2 years of manager. You have that continuity. You're really building a powerful squad here.
I think we're always building, you know, like I do a lot of work with the coaching officer as well in the club, like, so I'm always very aware of what's coming behind, and it's going to take time. Might be a wee bit too soon this year. I still think it'll come down to the Unions and the Glenties, you know, they will come to the fore in time, you know, and it's always the way, you know. Giroir won't be far away. I think it might be a wee bit too early for us at this moment. I think we'll certainly be in the mix, in a sense of we'll give teams a game, but I think it just might come a wee bit too early for us this time this year. But look, every game's a game, and we'll give it our best, you know. And, you know, with Oisin up front, Kevin and Jimmy, we'll give teams their own headaches, you know, as well.